Welcome to Corson Auditorium for a collaborative evening with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band and the Creative Writing Department. I'm Matt Schlummer, conductor of the Interlochen Band, and with us this evening is the director of creative writing, David Griffith. Tonight, we are going to explore some interesting territory. Welcome, David.
It's good to be here, Matt.
Tonight's concert explores the fascinating relationship between sound, music, words, and meaning. So, David, as we were collaborating, you blew me away with a clip from a Monty Python's Flying Circus sketch that sets up this evening brilliantly.
Thanks, Matt. I never thought that this clip would actually be useful in my teaching, but it's a sketch called Woody and Tinny Words and was broadcast on the BBC in 1972. It stars Graham Chapman, who most people remember as King Arthur in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and Eric Idle, who plays the brave Sir Robin. I must have seen this sketch, I think, for the first time in high school. I was probably 15 or 16, and it's really stuck with me all these years. I think because it's a sketch that makes fun of what it is that writers do, which is weigh words against one another. This one instead of that one, not just because of their meaning, but often, more importantly, because of the way they sound.
Yeah, I love how the one character in the skit randomly says the word gone over and over and over again because he likes how it sounds and he claims it's a Woody sound.
Yeah, and the whole group that's kind of arranged in this parlor, this Victorian parlor in England, goes on this tangent of loving other words that they find Woody, like sausage and prodding. And the sketch takes this turn where they get violently almost ill when they hear words that are tinny.
Yes, the tinny ones like newspaper or litter bin. I totally got that, yeah. So those words somehow actually do seem woody and tinny, gong versus newspaper. But Dave, those are only two descriptors. I mean, there's so many more possibilities.
Right, I mean, I think that there's this inherent drama in the sound of words. We don't just say words to communicate meaning. It's the way we say words that carries the meaning. For example, it would be pleasing to hear the actor Morgan Freeman speak. I mean, it's usually, you know, it's a wonderful thing. His voice is amazing. But he could even read the phone book and we'd pay attention and in some cases be kind of moved by just him reading something that's just information.
What's interesting, you know, as a conductors, composers, I find, are doing the same thing you're talking about. I mean, after all, there's only 12 notes in the Western musical scale. So it's actually the way the composers present the sounds of those 12 pitches that somehow brings meaning. So, David, we're gonna move on to a performance here. The band's first piece is by a composer who did just what Monty Python did, I guess. He took sounds of place names, like Titicaca or Popocatepetl, and he used those he found those interesting, so he then arranged these sounds in a traditional music form. It's called a fugue. And he organizes these sounds into a musical composition, I guess you'd call it, and it's a composition of words.